Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever had one of those moments where you look back on it and you kind of second guess yourself and how you handled the situation? I had one of those yesterday. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. So I'm at the Walmart pumping my gas because they got cheap gas at the Walmart. And, you know, the other side of me, I hear what sounds like a hose. And that's not a sound you want to hear at a gas pump.
No.
So what I assumed before I saw anything was that somebody had shoved something in the handle to keep it open, and it was overflowing from the car because it didn't shut off. That's right. What I assumed was happening. When I stopped pumping my gas, when I saw gas start coming around to my side of the pumps, and I leaned out around the corner of my truck, and there is an old gentleman standing next to his car with the nozzle in his hand, full blast.
Just
standing there.
Letting it spray to the air?
Yes. He wasn't even next to his car. It was just spraying. It was just like he had a hose in his hand.
Where was he looking?
He was looking towards my truck.
So he wasn't
even like oriented to put the gas nozzle in his car. So I'm looking at him, looking at me, and I go, hey, are you there?
Yeah.
And I go, hey, you need to turn that off. And he looks at me and he looks at the nozzle and he looks back at me. He goes, huh? I said, sir, you need to turn that off.
Oh,
stop.
No.
Drop it. Just put it down. Put it down and get away. And he just stood there and stared at me. So I was going to go take it from him. And he turned it towards me. And I don't think it was malicious. I think he was just like turning because somebody was walking. Like he just shifted a little bit.
Wonder what is going on.
I don't think he knew where he was. I don't think he knew what he was doing.
Oh, my gosh.
You ever seen that vacant stare?
Yes.
That,
confusion.
That was the look on his face. So another gentleman from the other side of him came up behind him and took it away from him. And as soon as he grabbed that nozzle, it stopped. Mm-hmm. So I think he put his credit card in, squeezed the handle, forgot what he was doing, and just stood there.
Oh, dear Lord.
And I would guess, just from filling, I have like a gallon and a half a tank that I use to fill my lawnmower. That usually takes 30 seconds to fill. Mm-hmm. This went on for probably close to a minute before it stopped. So there's probably 3 or 4 gallons of gas on the ground. His entire car.
Oh my gosh.
Coming around to my side. And the guy who stood there with him ended up pumping his gas. And the old guy just stood there looking around. I don't think he knew where he was. So here's my regret.
Oh my gosh. He was alone?
He was alone.
Oh God.
And I went and I told, there's a cashier. Like you can pay cash in the middle, but I don't think they can see the pumps unless they have cameras. And when I walked back there, they were doing something else, and I knocked on the window, and I'm like, hey, somebody just spilled gallons of gasoline. Okay, thanks. And I got back in my car, and the other fellow that was with him, I said, everything good? And he looked at me, shook his head, and I go, you sure? And he's like, So I got my truck, and I drove away.
Oh.
But I think...
And it's haunting you.
Yes. That dude shouldn't have been... He should not have gotten behind the wheel of that car if he didn't know he was pumping gas.
Oh, that's tough.
Somebody should have called somebody.
That is tough. I'm telling you, there are so many situations of loved ones that we've had to take keys away from.
Right.
And it's never the person going, you know what? I don't think I should drive anymore. It's
well, they
always
don't know.
Has to be forced.
They don't know that they're in that condition. That's
correct.
What's sad about it.
Correct. I don't know if they don't remember when they get moments of confusion like that.
I don't think they do.
Because for me, I would be scared to death.
Yeah.
That I was out in the middle of nowhere. I would have such massive anxiety of that happening again that it would keep me from driving.
Right.
So I don't know if
I don't think they're in the state of mind to think the way you just thought, though. And I think he just was in a moment where he needed gas and he stopped and he forgot what he was doing and he was standing there with the gas full blast in his hand.
Billy, what would you have done?
I should have called the police and not let him get in his car.
Is that what you should
have
done?
That's what I think should have happened. And that may have happened. There was four or five other people watching this pretty intently. And as I was walking away, one lady said, thank you for helping him.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I didn't really do anything beyond like, hey, I tried to interact with him, but he had a gas pump full blast pointed at me. And it's like, And again, yeah. I don't think it was malicious. I don't think he was pointing at me like, get away. I think he was just like, what?
Huh? Well, you don't want to overstep your bounds. You
that
don't,
too.
You know, and then it's hindsight's always, it's always easier
right.
to go, I should have. But I don't, I think you did what anyone else would probably do. And hopefully some loved one in his life takes those keys away.
Yeah. That was a scary
That's
moment.
Very scary.
That was a scary moment.
Save the trauma for your mama. It's time for call.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery-seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Country Drama.
Yes, up for grabs today on Country Drama is a pair of tickets to see Lady A Friday, August 28th at Seneca Niagara Casino. And you, caller number 9, you're going on us. Congratulations. Who's this?
This is Cindy. No way. Did I really get in?
You got in. You're caller number 9. Congrats.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I can't thank you enough.
You got it. You're heading to Lady A, Friday, August 28th, Seneca Niagara Casino Event Center. We're going to play a little game. You got the tickets no matter what happens, but we're going to play a little game here we like to call Country Drama.
Do you know how this works?
No, I don't.
I am going to overdramatically read lyrics from a Lady A song in a style of villainous Disney villain, and you have to guess what song it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
You got it.
There's only one thing left for me to do. Slip on my favorite dress in sky-high leather boots. Check the mirror one last time and kiss the past goodbye.
That was very well done.
Thank you.
And scene. All right. Do you know what song that is?
I feel horrible that I don't know this.
No,
one.
Don't feel horrible. I promise you already have the tickets.
All right.
It's fine. It's Bartender.
Oh.
Yes. That's how we like to throw you, though.
Yeah. It's totally different when it's out of context. That. Yeah.
It is.
All right. Hey, tell everybody, how do you spell country?
WVE.
I don't know if I'm not cool enough. I don't know if I'm not hip enough to know what all these terms mean, but it feels like there's a new phrase every day. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
But it's one of those things that it's given like a nickname or a new name, but when you hear it, it's like, yeah, that makes sense.
When
that
you
tracks.
Explained it to me, yeah. It absolutely made sense.
I asked if you know if you know what the plastic bag theory is.
No idea.
For a relationship.
Right.
And do you know why it works so well to have a plastic bag in a relationship? So the plastic bag theory refers to that relationship dynamic where a partner, often termed as the plastic bag man, because frequently it's
whatever.
The man.
Whatever.
Acts extremely passive. He's very low maintenance. He's very compliant. He avoids any decision making and letting the other partner take on all initiative and mental labor, causing them to kind of drift aimlessly through the relationship like a plastic bag in the wind. Like a plastic bag in the wind.
I ain't no plastic bag.
So this is the thing. If you have an alpha personality, you are going to do better with a plastic bag, man. If you are one that has control issues,
this is so ridiculous.
A plastic bag man might be for you.
All right, I'm going to say this with love. Your husband is the plastic bag in your relationship.
I don't want him to be.
But he is.
That's his personality.
Exactly.
He
very laid back, go with the flow. No matter what's thrown his way, he's like, that's all right, man. We'll get through this.
Well, he's
we'll
not like that, but he's okay. But he works hard.
Yes.
And he provides. But as far as any decision making,
very go with the flow.
No.
Whatever you want.
It's like if he knew what our budget was, he wouldn't even know. What's due? Every once in a while, he'll go, what's due? I'm like, okay, just
sit down.
Just send the money and I'll disperse it where it needs to go. And so I definitely would say I've taken on the mental labor as far as that
in the
goes.
Relationship. Yes.
And it works because he needs someone, right? That would take that on because for him, I just think it would be just his life would have to be total. I mean, he would have to eat the same thing every day. It would have to be so predictable for him to be able to maintain the whole mental load. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm portraying him in a horrible light. And if that's
I don't think it's horrible. I think it is what it is. I think if we're continuing with the metaphor, if he is the plastic bag, you are the tornado that whips that bag around. Am I right?
No.
Yes.
Okay, a little.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.